Welcome to the Mr. Skin Podcast, sponsored by our good friends at MyFreeCams, the world's largest adult webcam community. Be sure to check out MyFreeCams.com to see why over 25 million members and counting have joined and follow at MyFreeCams on Twitter and Instagram.
The legendary Mr.
Skin.
Mr. Skin.com.
Skin, everybody.
Coast to coast, from Los Angeles, Chicago, and New York, it's the Mr. Skin Podcast with your hosts, Mr. Skin, Jimmy Fela, and Andrea Lowell. We want to hear from you. Call the show and leave us a voicemail at 484-SKIN-POD. Find all things Mr. Skin Podcast online at MrSkinPodcast.com.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to episode 34 of the Mr. Skin Podcast. I'd like to extend a special welcome to the three of you that are still listening who didn't just go to my cams. MyFreeCams.com. Is anyone even listening? We just had a sexy playmate tell you about webcams for free, and now a fat guy's over here trying to tell jokes. What a tough sled this is going to be, Skin. Good afternoon, everybody. I am Jimmy Fela, joined, of course, by the great Andrea Lowell
Hi
and
there.
The great Mr. Skin.
Hey, Jimmy and Andrea.
Hey.
It is a big week on our show. These are the Mr. Skin Oscars.
Yes, the Anatomy Awards. It's my 18th annual Anatomy Awards, and you know, last night was the Oscars, and we always do this right around Oscar time because it's a play on the Oscars. And believe it or not, my first one was in March of 2000, and
wow,
and I actually did it on the Howard Stern show. It was March 23rd of 2000. Not that
wow.
that day changed my life in any way, but. Yeah. I was in my little studio apartment in the city of Chicago, and I called into his show, and Howard had me on, and he went through some of the categories, and he thought it was a riot, and it literally blew up my servers. We could not handle the traffic that came to this little website that had
Aww.
Just been up for 6 months.
That's
and
so cute.
We weren't struggling, but we weren't making a ton of dough at the same time. But
right.
then I went on Howard's show, and the rest is Skinstery. It's been amazing ever since.
There it is. So we have our big award show. We don't walk the red carpet, but we have a lot of red carpet.
Oh yeah, that would be red carpet. And you know what I was thinking too when I first did. If you go back, and I'm sure somewhere in our website you could find it, but if you see the very first Anatomy Awards, it almost reminds me of like when you watch the early Oscars that were in black and white, and you know, there was no glitz or glamour.
Right.
I mean, and now I have this staff of 45 people. We put a beautiful page together at MrSkin.com where you could check out all of this stuff for free. And it we have 43 categories. I think when I first started, it was like 15 categories.
Mm-hmm.
But
wow,
you know, we try to keep it fun and classy. But I will say one thing about the Anatomy Awards that's really fun for me, and why it's maybe become pretty popular at our website is it's my way of curating all the great stuff that happens in the year. As you guys know, there's so many television shows now with nudity. There's so many movies that come out, but especially television. Nothing like when I started back in '99. And it's a fun way for me to curate not just the obvious stuff that we do every year, like Best Breasts and Best Lesbian Scene and Best Butt, but come up with some crazy awards that I just create just because I'm like, holy shit, this was such a wild, nutty nude scene. I've got to show it to people. People have to see this nude scene. And it's a fun way that we can drag this stuff out that happened in the previous year and show it to people. And it's a lot of fun also here with my crack staff going through all of this stuff. Because I actually have talked about this. I should do a reality show of when we're just going through all these scenes and trying to narrow it down to the 42 plus one.
People campaign Skin? You know how like the big movie stars, the big movie studios will petition voters to vote for them?
Well, we're very honest when our voting. We vote,
nobody campaigns like Mike McPatton doesn't get a hand job from one of the people from Westworld or something like that.
Yeah. For your consideration, no, it's all above board. We're very we really put these out there because we feel, number one, it's a great nude scene. Number two, it's a crazy wild thing that a lot of times we've never seen before. So we always want to have a combination of beautiful babes naked and just the weirdest, craziest stuff. And when you go through all these categories, you'll see we found some great stuff.
I mean, there's always some weird, crazy stuff. I've been doing the Anatomy Awards, as you know, an interviewer of yours for what, a decade? And every year I'm blown away because, you always talk about the good, the great, the best butts, the best bush, the best boobs. But then you find these bizarre things that it's just like, whoa, that's actually in a movie?
Jimmy, to put it in perspective, last year we saw a girl who was topless and gave a Hitler sign, like with her arm up, and we called it the Heil Titler Award. It was topless while giving the one-arm salute.
Just and, fucking crazy.
It was such a weird thing. We're like, we got to put this in the Anatomy Awards. So.
Yeah, well, you can thank my wife for not deleting that from her phone. I'm kidding. We don't roll like that at the Vaila House. Yeah. Role-playing doesn't get that crazy. And as a matter of fact, Skin, I'm actually in a very difficult position as we record today's show.
Why?
Because my wife and kid have left for Ohio for the week.
Oh my God.
And every few hours I have to get on the phone and act upset about it. It's not easy.
Yeah. No, I understand.
I'm like, you want to tell that DJ to turn it down? I got to call the wife.
I got to say, Andrew, when you have kids and like they're gone for any extended period of time, you hearken back to those wonderful days when you could take naps or lay in front of the TV or
just jerk off on the couch,
whatever it is.
Andrew, I want to tell you this. This is true. He's speaking the gospel. When you hear your wife and kid are going away, your ambition, it changes. Like I you think like, as they're backing out of the driveway, this is going to be like Porky's. This is going to be out of control.
Right.
I've done nothing. I watched the entire OJ Made in America documentary today. And
which
a couple
great,
of times,
way,
I just
great.
Wept for no reason. Just because I just had
an emotional release.
Great. Oh my God, it was great.
It's so funny,
I'm,
though. Every time I talk to you guys, it's like, because, you know, I have not had kids yet, and I'm like, do I want to? You guys are not making it seem like it's something aspirational.
There's ups and downs. Let's just say that, you know. Yeah,
I like walking around with my titties out, and you know, doing nude cartwheels.
Is this another ad for my free cans?
Think if Andrea had like a boy and he was 13 years old and his buddies were over.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
Great that would be.
Oh, my God. Ugh.
God.
Milf-tastic. But anyway, so.
Funny stuff.
So we got so many things to get to. Now, I want to say that there's 43 categories up at MrSkin.com. Obviously, I can't go through every single one or this would be the marathon podcast.
Right.
But I'm going to cherry pick, no pun intended, the best or just some ones I definitely want you guys to learn about. But if I'm going through this and I skip past one and you're dying to know about it, just ask me and I'll give you the lowdown. But I'll try to go through the 43, but just pick the ones that the standouts.
Cool. Let's do it.
Things I definitely want.
And if you go long, we'll have an orchestra play you off.
Yeah,
just like the real Oscars.
Yeah. I think we'll all go long when we're listening to the Anatomy
Skin Man. There it is.
Yeah. So anyway, well, let me start with one of the awards we give every year. This is for a mainstream film, is a Best Picture. Like, what was the mainstream film that had an actress in it that you would recognize that had the best sex and nudity? And we found this movie that you guys probably didn't even hear about. It's called White Girl. Do you guys remember, you guys know the show Homeland?
Yeah.
In the first the couple seasons, this Morgan Saylor played Dana Brody, who was the oldest. She was the Brody and his wife, Marina Baccarin, they had that daughter.
Yeah.
She was in high school. Cute girl. Well, she's the star of this movie, and she parties with a Puerto Rican drug lord who gets arrested, and she's left with his stash of coke, and all she does the whole movie is try to move the coke. And not only is there a ton of nudity from her and others, but there is a blowjob scene. And Andrea, I have to have you watch this, because if you see at the top left of the
I'm
the
looking
picture,
at it, Skin.
We're like going nuts over here, no pun intended, if that is a prosthetic or what, because it's a quick scene, but she has like, she's kneeling down in front of like the drug lord's, like one of his lieutenants, and it's definitely I mean, she's supposed to be given a blowjob.
Like the head of a cock.
We're going nuts. We've gone back and forth on this, but you see enough to be like, oh my God, she's blowing the guy. But at the same time, we can't tell if they put a prosthetic out of a zipper. It's just hard to tell, but it's probably plastic just because she actually was on a Showtime series, you know, and
you never know,
is a big enough star, but who knows, man? Who knows in this day and age?
Let's just put it this way. I've done my research on what penises look like, and that
especially
looks,
from that close.
That looks like a solid dick that's getting sucked. I mean, it looks solid. Now, a side note on this girl. I have a sneaking suspicion she works out at my gym.
Oh,
and
really?
Yes, because I see, if it's not her, it's her long lost twin. And so I'm always watching her, but I'm pretty sure it's her. So I've always been like super aware of her since we've started talking about her crazy nude scene she's been doing. Because yeah, I was a big fan of hers from Homeland. And I actually was such a big fan of her acting that I hated her. You know what I mean? Because she was so good. Mm. And now she's just going this other direction. I think she's sucking a peen. I mean, it looks real to me. Kind of.
Could you ask her next time she's at the club? Could you ask her? Because we need confirmation here.
There's some small talk.
I'm like, now it's like, because I've always been, I don't want to bother. You know, when people are working out, it's so rude to go up to them. I think I might now have to make that my assignment for the week. Next time I see her on the Smith machine, where she always is, I'm going to be like, hey, were you sucking a real D or was that a prosthetic? All right, I'm going to do it, guys. I might have to take like a Xanax first or something. But
no problem.
Love it.
Take one for the team.
I got to find out.
Yeah.
I love it.
Well, anyway, so Breast Picture is this white girl, and the combination of Morgan Saylor in all these different sexual positions, the Hummer scene, the craziness of this. This is one that I highly recommend. Hey, Jimmy, while you're home for the weekend alone, you should check this out.
Give it some time. Some private time.
Yeah.
That's
exactly.
Really funny.
So, White Girl won Breast Picture. And then Best TV Show. Yeah, we know there's tons of choices, but, and I've talked to you guys about this during the course of the podcast, but Westworld this year is the best TV show for nudity. And the reason is not only, I knew going into Homeland that there would be tons of sex and nudity. Westworld.
Yeah.
There'd be tons of sex and nudity. And not because, just because of the, you know, just everything I had read, I knew. What I didn't count on was the clinical, the medical nudity, where the girls would go in as, you know, hosts or robots. They'd go in to be worked on. Never did they ever put sheets on them, blankets, anything. These girls would be, they'd do whole scenes where Tandy Newton and Evan Rachel Wood and others would be in the room completely nude and just sitting there, either being examined or just be background. And it really was amazing, the amount of nudity, not to mention the 5-minute orgy scene that happened in Westworld, which was fantastic also.
Yeah, they went for it.
It's
they did
mind
it right.
Blowing because I know this on MrSkin.com, we always focus on the best nudity, but it's like, this is actually a good show too.
Yeah. Very well done.
The amount and of fun. Nudity, the length of nudity, like you mentioned, these hosts are nude for, you know, entire scenes. And it's not just from the back or a butt crack. It's like, here's my cooch, here's my titties, and you have tons of time to soak it all in. It's amazing.
No, and it is. And and listen, there's Game of Thrones, there's a ton of great shows. We Quarry, there were lots of shows that were had a lot of nudity, but nothing compared to Westworld. So that won our Anatomy Award for best television show. And here's another reason why I'm not going to be able to get to all 43. We just spent 20 minutes just talking about two awards. So.
Yeah, well, there's that.
well, if they weren't so good, Skin.
Yeah, well, I want to get to some crazy ones, but just some of the basics, too. The best breasts. This was one that I loved from Game of Thrones. This Aline Powell. What's going on here was she is in a play. She's playing Sansa Stark, and it's weird because Arya Stark, Maisie Williams, is in the audience watching this, and they show her boobs on stage, and then backstage, she is there, and she does. She looks like a medieval painting come to life. She's that gorgeous, and the breasts are real, and it was just a wonderful nude scene from Game of Thrones, and all the breasts we saw, we've gone over this many times this year. We narrowed it down to 5, and we were going back and forth, but the Skin team here thought that Aline Powell from Game of Thrones had the best breasts.
They're fantastic. They're spectacular. Yeah. I mean,
It's a tough argument. Yeah, it'd be tough to argue against them.
Yeah.
No. I'd like to hear what some of those arguments were. Can you tell us who some of the other nominees were that you were kind of bouncing between?
Well, there was it started with about 10, and some of them, unfortunately, are girls from foreign movies that you wouldn't hear about. So it was a weird year. It wasn't like super big name actresses showed their cans. I mean, Tandy Newton was in consideration, but she won other awards, and it just came down to the show. Like, Aline Powell isn't a famous actress, but the show is famous, so we went with that. But yeah, there were a number of foreign girls in contention, but in the end, I wanted it to be something that you guys would at least could relate to.
Absolutely.
So I know you could relate to Great Breasts.
And good choice, though. I mean, she's fantastic.
You did a good thing, Skin. Yeah, you did a good thing.
Thanks.
America's a better country because of it.
Well, thanks so much. Also, the one we do every year is Best Full Frontal, and I was adamant that we choose Olivia Wilde in Vinyl. And as you guys know, Vinyl, about the rock and record industry in the 1970s, got canceled, surprisingly, after one season. But anyone who watched the show was probably a little frustrated, like I was, by the show. And but I have to say that this is our first ever Merkin Full Frontal. And
yeah, that's controversial.
It is, but I got to tell you, we're in a different. It's a different playing field. It's different now, and Merkins are more common. And I'd rather have an actress feel comfortable and put the Merkin on and get completely naked like Olivia Wilde did than just show her boobs. You know what I'm saying? So,
or use a body double. Or use a body double.
Mm-hmm. And we're in a different era. It's just the way things go. And the bottom line is Olivia Wilde's gorgeous. The lighting was perfect. You see everything, including the Merkin. But she joked about that she was wearing a furkini. It's 100% a Merkin, but still an amazing scene. And quite frankly, how are you going to get an actress in today's modern day actress to have a bush that thick? Andrew, that's just not going to happen.
It's
right?
Impossible.
Yeah.
It's not even, you can't even do it because we've all been, had our bikini lines lasered at the minimum. Yeah. So it's just not possible.
Yeah. So anyway, if you're going to do a 70s full frontal scene, you're just, chances are you can have a Merkin
unless you're Gabby Hoffman. And
who's won full frontal many years, fantastic full frontal many years. But anyway, so I had to have that in. I loved it. But let me go over to Best Nude Comer.
Sure.
And I just thought this was really interesting. That show Roadies that was, this is another show that got canceled after one season. And the girl here is Taylor Marie Frye. Mm-hmm. And that might not mean anything to you, but when you learn that that's the daughter of Glenn Frey, it's pretty cool. Yeah, and this was a Cameron Crowe series, so I thought it was going to do real well about a group of people who are roadies for a band. And in this scene, Luke Wilson hooks up with this Taylor Marie Frey, and she walks full frontal right towards the camera. And we were impressed. And a nude-comer, Jimmy, our definition is someone who becomes on our radar because of a nude scene. In other words, we didn't know who the hell she was. She does this nude scene. Now we're like huge fans. And the fact that it's Glenn Frey's daughter made that kind of a special nude-comer scene. Best nude-comer, Taylor Marie Frey in Roadies.
I love it.
Well deserved. And Glenn Frey was, I actually loved Glenn Frey. He had one of my favorite videos in the 80s. You remember the Smuggler's Blues?
Oh, yeah. That is so 80s.
You know how you go through that period as a kid where you watch things on screen and it makes you want to do them?
Of course.
I still have that problem.
To be a smuggler?
Yeah. I wanted to be a smuggler because that video was so good. And it was off right around the same time they did the Miami Vice video.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Glenn Frey, I do believe, is responsible for my first shoplifting incident. Because I had watched that video, Skin, and I stole a pack of Hubba Bubba out of a Genovese drugstore.
You are so impressionable, Jimmy.
Oh, I mean, you want to talk about, like the real thug that I am.
Yeah. You remember when you were a kid and how you're... Everyone did a little shoplifting as a kid. And remember how your heart, you'd have like a heartbeat. You'd be so nervous stealing a pack of gum.
Yeah.
And it's not something, obviously, most normal people would do as they get older. But it's something about when you're a kid, you don't have cash, you don't have money, and you just want that so bad. And you're willing to do it. But boy, the nervousness and the heartbeat. That's always a scary moment, your first shoplifting as a kid.
The Smuggler's Blues.
Smuggler's Blues. We might have to play that song on the podcast. That's great. I haven't even thought about that song in years. But anyway, so let me move on.
Sure.
There's so much to get to. We've never had this one before, but Andrew, I'm a big fan of butt dimples.
Me too, man. A big fan.
And this year, the winner, Hannah Murray in Bridgen. Now, that name might mean nothing to people, but the winner of the best butt dimples was a girl that's a regular on Game of Thrones. She plays, this Hannah Murray plays Gilly's girl, the one with the baby on Game of Thrones.
Gilly, yeah. I didn't recognize her because she's always so covered up.
Yeah, she's not wearing. Yeah. Exactly. She's not wearing like 40 pounds of wool.
But, right. Winter is coming, you know?
But anyway, you could eat soup out of those butt dimples. What do you think, Andrew? Aren't they impressive?
Yeah. I mean, the butt dimples are phenomenal, but that ass is just as juicy. You could literally like do body shots out of her ass dimples. It's fantastic. I'm with you. Where did you find this? What movie is this from?
It's called Bridgend. It's a foreign UK movie that no one's ever heard about, but my guys here at the Skin offices have to go through every movie. And then when we realized how great the butt dimples were and realized it was Gilly from Game of Thrones, we had to make sure that won an award. So best butt dimples.
Very pronounced.
Best butt dimples. Yes.
Big fan of this. Good work.
Very,
good find.
Very important award. I am another thing I love, and I've probably talked to you about this, Andrea, is the cheerleader who forgets to wear her underwear.
It's the fantasy, right? We've talked about this, right, Jimmy? The fantasy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we had an award this year. We called it Best Rear Leader, and it was Emily Mead in a movie called Nerve. Now, Nerve is an online app. It gets kids to do crazy stuff like flash flash the crowd at the football game without any panties on. And Emily Mead does this. She's a gorgeous actress with a fantastic butt, and it's a fun scene. Now obviously this is more like a horror thing where things get a lot crazier than these these pranks, but what a cool scene. It reminds me of like Hollywood Nights when the girl didn't wear her when the girl didn't wear her pant, or she forgot to wear her panties when she was cheering in front of the audience. But this girl, Emily Mead, did it on purpose, and it was a really great moment. A great moment in 2016. Emily Mead in Nerve, Best Rear Leader.
Love it.
Wow.
Yeah.
What else you got?
Great shot.
Most niptastic nips.
You know, this is my favorite category every year.
This is it?
Hold on. Get out the horseshoes. Well, I got to tell you, nobody's ever heard of Marina Faw. The movie's called Faultless. It's a French film. And I can't say like, hey, where you would know her from, or I don't have any frame of reference for anyone other than to say that she is officially in the Mr. Skin Niptastic Hall of Fame after this appearance. Jimmy, have you ever witnessed nips like that in your career?
Yeah, what's going on there? That looks like, you know how they measure the down and distance at a football game?
Oh my God, Jimmy.
Yeah.
These look like yard markers. Yeah, I mean, they're fantastic.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. And again, I know no one's ever heard of her, but trust me, when you come to our MrSkin.com and check this out, you'll be very, if you're into nips, you'll be surprised at these. Marina Faw in Faultless, our most niptastic nips.
I mean, Skin, have you ever seen those nips where they kind of fade into the color of the breast and it almost looks?
Yes. Yeah. I love those.
Those are my favorites.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I like those too. They're just very pretty, if that makes sense.
Yes,
they're
what it is.
Titties.
It's kind of, they're artsy.
Yeah.
I like that. I like it. And you know what? It's funny because every guy has his different kind of breasts he likes, and nips don't get the nips. People talk more about the breasts, but I think nips play an important role in the breast.
I think people just don't realize it, because what I've noticed is it doesn't matter what size the boob is, but if a chick is wearing a tight tank top or a shirt or a sweater, and she has even a double A and she has her headlights on, it is so sexy and everyone's turned on. So I think the nips are subconsciously underrated. I think we don't realize how much we love them, but we do. I mean, look at the Farrah Fawcett poster people still idolize. It's like it's the nips.
By the way, Farrah Fawcett is in the Mr. Skin Nip Hall of Fame. Yes, for sure.
Yeah.
Wow. Couple other cool awards. The best carpet munch. I love this scene from Shameless. Now, here's another celebrity daughter here. Now, the girl's name is Ruby Modine. Right. She's with Lip. Lip's one of the stars, you know, the show. And what a name.
I know.
But she is Matthew Modine's daughter. And I guess the mom that her mother was Hispanic, because she's definitely has a Hispanic
she's got some
ethnicity.
Great flavor to her.
Oh my God. Lipping lips is our best carpet munch. And look, one thing, Shameless is so awesome.
So fucking Shameless.
Yeah, I know. They, like, it's so realistic, the nudity, the way they approach it. Like, this isn't the first time. In past, one of the carpet munch winners, Emmy Rossum, was getting eaten out by a guy while she was, like, on her phone, and his face is right in there. And Lip is doing the same thing. So best carpet munch, Ruby Modine and Shameless was awesome.
Fantastic. And this is the scene, or one of the scenes, where he's going down on her and she squirts on him, right?
Yeah, there's a little, he gets a wet face. Yes. He gets a wet face. And by the way, we'll be getting to that scene in my Anatomy Awards too. So
sorry, I spilled it then.
Yeah.
Yes. But, spoiler alert.
But before we move on, I do want to give special thanks to our first sponsor of the Mr. Skin podcast, who is also the presenting sponsor of my 18th annual Anatomy Awards, and my free cams, really cool. And I, Jimmy, real quick, you know, when Andrea and I were in Las Vegas at the AVN show, one of the things that caught our attention was how prominent and how popular the cam girls were, and my free cams dominated the AVN as far as signage and advertising and all that stuff. So what was amazing was how many guys flew from all over the world.
Yes, to see their favorite My Free Cam girl.
It's really an incredible thing. So basically, when you go to, like, this My Free Cams, it's a place you go, and there's 250,000 different girls camming. So guys could go there for free and check it out. But what's amazing is, the girls will, you know, get naked and do all that, but guys also go just sometimes to watch them play guitar or play piano. It's unbelievable. And what blew me away when I first, they gave me a password. I went and checked it out. Mm-hmm. And what blew me away was, okay, so you look at the page and there's, like, literally, there's got to be 400 different cams on one page and places you could go. So I'd go down real far down the page and I'd click on it, and there'd be like 27 guys in that chat. And it's not like, I'm not talking about the one in the top row. I'm talking about, like, 57 rows down. So the amount of traffic these things get. But they were telling us in Vegas that these girls make anywhere from, I mean, the ones that do well, like $200,000 to $500,000 a year.
Are you serious? Camming.
Oh, it's ridiculous. They make more than porn stars, right? Andrew, you got that same vibe, right?
They not only make more than porn stars, they make more than many stars. It's absolutely ridiculous. And they're doing the damn thing. But yeah, it's amazing. These girls take you into their experience. You're in their home with them and you create this relationship. It's a whole new world. And I always would think, who would, you know, dedicate their time to viewing this stuff? But it really is entrancing, and
they have millions of members, and they have, last I checked, they had over 250,000 different models at My Free Cams.
Yeah, the variety. Wow. It's like, you pick your flavor, whatever you want, they have. Yep. It's amazing.
Yeah. Jimmy, there's a whole world going on, and now that your wife about. And kid are out of town, you got to stop over at MyFreeCams.com.
Yeah, I'm not talking. Yeah. I'm on the site right now, you dopes. Just keep talking. Carry the show.
Okay.
I'm looking at a girl in an apron right now.
Yeah. No, it is. It's.
I am. I'm watching a woman make cookies right now. Why do you need me on the show? You guys sound great. Just keep talking. Go ahead.
No, it is amazing. And I have to be honest, until I went to AVN and saw this, I really truly didn't know what was going on. And I've been telling everyone, guys, camming is much bigger than porn stars. But these girls have followings and make money that are bigger than porn stars. We just don't hear of them as much as the old time porn stars is the difference.
Absolutely.
Because they don't have to leave their houses. I mean, it's actually amazing. Like, when you think about it, that you can set up this revenue stream essentially from your house, and build a devout following.
Oh yeah, and it's amazing. And a lot of these girls say, "Screw it, I'm going to try to make this now." And they got to hustle. You got to work. You got to be on the cams. But it's a very lucrative business, and a very great thing for guys to check out. So anyway, I just want to say again, thank you to my free cams for being a sponsor of our Anatomy Awards. I wanted to give them some love here on the Mr. Skin podcast. But we have a best close-up clam to get to. So
we got to get to the clam.
How funny is the winner of best close-up clam? Name her real name is India Hare.
I thought that was the name of the movie. Are you joking?
Oh, that's
we're
funny.
Looking
India, motherfucking
India.
Hare.
We're looking into her hair in the movie Staying Vertical.
Wait, and what? And the movie's called Staying Vertical?
Yeah, because of the What's vertical smile here? You see right
yes!
there. Yeah, and
whoa.
I guess at the who was telling me at the I think this I want to say this was at the Cannes Film Festival, but I suppose it was the most shocking film, as you can tell.
I mean, yes.
Because it had all these close-ups of vaginas. But I just think it's hilarious that the girl's real name is India Hare.
Wow.
That's crazy.
I'm literally just staring at it.
Yeah, did she win just for that name?
Well, when I saw her close-up clam and her name, India Hare, I had to give her the award. But yeah, this is a fun one
that's hot.
Again, you guys probably didn't know this movie existed, but yeah, anyway, that's enough to believe it. And I want to say that is a mainstream movie because it played at the Cannes Film Festival. It's not a porno where I'm showing you. This is a mainstream film where they just showed close-up
clam. I love how clam is now mainstream. It's like, you know, we're getting flashed, we're getting zoom-ins. It's so weird how it's just kind of the acceptability of the cooch has changed over the years. I'm all for it too.
Yep, it's awesome.
Wow.
But India Hare, you got some recognition in this year's Anatomy Awards.
Well, I won't forget that name.
Well, here's one of the funniest things. I just thought this is so fun. We saw this scene. It's a movie called Flock of Dudes. It's a frat comedy, and this guy wakes up in the morning. He hooked up with a hot babe, and she's making breakfast. And he looks over, and she has this tiger tattoo on her butt, and we didn't know what to do, and we came up with Best Ink by the Stink.
Yes.
And it's Kellen Coleman, and like I said, all you have to picture is look at a girl's butt, and then the lion is like tattooed around her butt with the crack kind of being the nose and mouth. It's a fascinating I mean, you've seen a lot more tattoos than me, but this Ink by the Stink, Kellen Coleman, is awesome.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah.
and that's a tattoo though. Like, it's funny, but you don't mind it. You know, there is such a thing as putting a tattoo in a certain part of a woman's body that you wouldn't want to see.
Right.
You wouldn't want that on the pussy.
No.
Right.
No. I don't want my tiger on the pussy.
No.
I want it in the back door.
It's still
door.
Preposterous, yeah. But like Jimmy's saying, there's something acceptable about it, even though it's huge. It's taking up, you know, half of her ass. Mm-hmm. But there's something I don't mind about it.
Yeah, no, it does oddly work. But yes, I'm not a fan of the pussy tattoo.
No.
Especially not when it has like
Homer
the
Simpson
numbers of how many people it served. You know, it has like the slash marks like a fighter jet.
Yeah.
You know?
Holy, that'd be horrible.
You don't want to see that.
No. Yeah. Hey, and another one I thought, the second I saw this in 2016, there's a television show called You're the Worst. And this girl, Heather Donahue, she just broke up with her husband and she was visiting Aya Cash, who's the main character of the show. So she's visiting her and she's naked and she's eating Fruit Loops. And I just thought, not only does this girl have big natural boobs, but she's eating Fruit Loops naked. I just thought it had everything I love in a nude scene. Just great lighting, great boobs, beautiful girl, and she's eating a bowl of Fruit Loops.
Yeah, just doing regular stuff.
Yes.
Just totally naked.
Do.
Yeah. It's
Gilbert
cool.
Nudity. We always talk about Gilbert Gottfried. He loves, he doesn't like produced sex scenes with lights and all that. He wants to see a girl, like he jokes, hey, if you're nude and doing your taxes, that turns me on more than a hot sex scene. And this is a great example. She's just eating Fruit Loops naked. I can't get enough of this scene. It's awesome.
I bet Gilbert Gottfried's on myfreecamps.com as a client, right?
I think he's on as both. I think he's on as both.
Yeah. Jimmy, I have another one for you that you, as a male who's made the rounds in his day, you've probably seen this, and I coined this phrase. It's called Best Swingers. And the winner this year is Alexandra Daddario in a movie called Baked in Brooklyn. And what swingers are, Jimmy, if you're with a girl who has enormous natural breasts, but not, you know, like it could also be known as back boob. But so when her back's to you, her boobs are so big that when her back's to you, her boobs swing back and forth and they're called swingers. So you almost, it's like you're seeing her breasts from behind.
You're seeing side boob from behind. It's crazy.
So, it's so, and Alexandra Daddario, we all know from True Detective, who, she'll be in the Baywatch movie this summer. Mm-hmm. She's my, right now, my hottest breasted girl in movies. And I got to say, if you watch the GIF of this, where we have it like it's on a loop and it's just her like going back, it is, it'll, you could sit there, Jimmy, while you're home alone. You could just watch this 10-second GIF and be a happy man. But best swingers is Alexandra Daddario and Baked in Brooklyn.
Fantastic. Wow. Love that.
Yeah. I have, in my heyday, I had a gal that I dated in high school that had this exact phenomenon.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And where it really works, Skin, is if you have them in front of a mirror.
Oh,
yes. Mm-hmm. And you're kind of getting them from behind. Yes. Because you wind up with like three different angles of titty.
Oh,
yes.
God, that sounds like heaven.
It is. It does work. It's like, you know what it's like, Andrea? It's like being the producer and you get to call the camera angle during like live action.
Yes.
Let's go to a mirror shot.
Well, and even in the still picture we have of Alexandra Daddario, it's a shot from behind. She's sitting on a bed. Mm-hmm. You could clearly see her left and right breast.
Oh, yeah. Both of
tons
them.
Tons of side boob. And they're not actually, it's just a still picture and it's still ridiculously hot. So, yeah, definitely best swingers, best back boob, whatever you want to call it. Alexandra Daddario and Baked in Brooklyn is awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah. Now, scroll down a little because we have a lot to get to. I just had a lot of laughs with this one. It's the, now, Jimmy, we will occasionally catch a lip slip. This is much rarer than nip slip in a movie or television show. This is where a vagina lip will slip out of underwear. You know, when it's not supposed to happen, it's because of high definition and we could freeze frame stuff. Never in the history of MrSkin.com have we got a celebrity double lip slip.
Boom.
And the winner this year of best double lip slip is Emmy Rossum in Shameless. And it was the first episode of the sixth season and in 2016. And as she's getting out of bed, if you give a close examination of that picture there, both lips come out of the underwear. And kudos to the crack staff and the Mr. Skin labs to find this. But What a great award, the best double lip slip. I'm very proud of our team for finding this.
I don't even know what to say.
Yeah, it's a winning shot.
I'm like, it's amazing. You get the whole cooch just doubled out.
Skin, does she even know that's out there?
She has to by now.
Bang, bang thing.
After today, we'll see. But yeah, it's just a very rare moment in nudity, and I wanted to share it with you guys. Very proud of that award. Best double lip slip, Emmy Rossum and Shameless.
Yeah, amazing.
Winner.
Yeah, so a couple more I wanted to get to, and like I said, there's 43 total categories at our website. You can check it out for free. Very easy to find, and lots more that I didn't even get to. But, Jimmy, we rarely have a best washed by Gerard Depardieu award, but this year the enormous Gerard Depardieu in a pair of shorts. Oh my God. He used to be like a hunky dude. Yeah. He used to be
like the sexy French guy.
He was a sexy French guy. I mean, in movies with Robert De Niro, and he was big in the 70s and 80s. And he even showed his package in 1900, the movie with Robert De Niro, but he was a skinny, like really good looking guy. He looks like the Marlon Brando that was like off the rails Marlon Brando.
Oh my
God. And this girl, Audrey Bonet, another French girl, is completely nude in the shower. We didn't do this award because of her, but it is great to see her full frontal. But we did this because a enormously fat, and I had no idea he got this big, Gerard Depardieu, was washing her, and it's just one of those weird moments of nudity that I had to share in our Anatomy Awards.
Yeah, well, I'm glad she's naked and not him. Jesus.
I mean, he might as well be, though. I mean, he's just wearing those scary little Burberry boxers. Wow. That is, I hope he put on the weight for the role.
I don't think so. That does not look like weight put on for a role.
Dude, that guy's
You're
in
like,
his,
that's
that guy's
years
in his,
of accumulation.
That guy looks like roles put on for weight.
Yeah. He's in his third trimester.
Be off with triplets, homie.
Yeah. Like, he put on weight by eating rolls, but so whatever. Yeah.
Wow.
But, so that was a weird one. Here was another one. I've
crazy
seen this. I saw this. I didn't know what to make of it. I had to put it in I just didn't know what to call it, but we called it the Best Land of the Giant Bush. And I don't know, Jimmy, you're young, but there was a show in the late 60s called Land of the Giants where there were these people. It was like a sci-fi show, and there were these guys that were out somewhere, and they came across these enormous humans. And it was funny because, you know, the there'd be the little tiny guys, and then these huge things. So this guy is a Norwegian geologist, and the movie, well, the girl is Zoe Gorman, and the movie's called Beyond Sleep, but he literally is, this guy is a geologist, he's out, and his mind starts playing tricks on him, and he looks up, he's in like a forest, he ends up being in a girl's bush, he turns around, and he's this little man in the woman's bush, and he looks, you can see the big boobs and the whole thing. It is a freaky, freaky scene, but I had to show it to you guys, and it's just one of the weird moments of nudity I've ever seen.
It's definitely bizarre.
Yeah.
So it's hot as hell, though. I mean, I love this angle, this POV we're watching. I mean, it's beautiful. The girl's beautiful. The boobs are beautiful. You have to love this bush.
Yeah, well, yes. I do, but it's just something. It just reminded me of Land of the Giants. It's so cool. I threw this in there, but
nostalgia.
Again, you guys would have no idea Beyond Sleep exists. Zoe Gorman, the movie.
We appreciate it.
Yeah, but there it is. Couple last ones. The best squirting scene is so incredible, but it was a movie called Total Frat Movie, and it's Jennifer Krukowski, and there's this guy that's doing experiments on girls at the college, and he's gauging different levels of orgasm, you know, some, you know, total teen sex comedy type of movie. Well, this girl has a squirting issue, so he gets her to masturbate. He is wearing a raincoat, which I thought is hilarious. He's got this old guy in glasses with a raincoat,
like with the hood on. Yeah, it's hilarious.
With the hood on, as she finishes, a group of guys from the college walk into the room. She sprays not only the guy in the raincoat, but it goes over him and right into all the guys that walk in the room. The best squirting scene, Jennifer Krukowski in Total Frat Movie.
Love it.
Yeah. Deservedly so. Yeah,
just crazy, crazy stuff.
Were there
stuff,
many other squirting scenes this year?
No.
I didn't want to know. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. As someone who can relate to the content.
Yeah, last but not least, I did want to mention a rarity, Jimmy. You've heard of the Cleveland Steamer.
Oh, jeez.
Well, we start talking about my wife, we end the show talking about my wife.
Yeah, your wife's in Ohio, right? Anyway, yeah. The Cleveland Steamer is a sex act, if you could call it a sex act. I have no interest in it, where a man is usually nude, gets under a glass table, and normally a prostitute who's paid big money, because this is a specialty item on the menu.
When you go to a dominatrix and you ask for this.
Yeah. And they will go poo on the glass table. And it's, for some guys, it turns them on. I have zero interest in that. But there's a movie we found this year.
Oh, my God.
Fucking Berlin. That's the name of the movie. And the girl's name is Svenja Jung. And she doesn't go number two. She pees on the table, so we called it a Cleveland Steamer.
Nice.
And, so anyway, it's the best Cleveland Steamer of the year, the only Cleveland Steamer of the year, but a very hot and erotic scene for those of you who are into this stuff, but something you rarely see in a movie.
Wow.
But we found it this year in the movie called Fucking Berlin.
I actually, just like knowing how sexualized Europe is, I thought this was an IKEA commercial for overseas. the girl on the table.
Yeah.
But
come on, that table's too nice to be IKEA.
That is true. That's funny. That is true.
Yeah. It's an IKEA commercial. Yeah.
Oh! Boom!
Bam!
We gotta close on that. Come on, we're not topping that. IKEA. Yeah. That was tremendous, Skin. Yeah. Tremendous. Yeah. That's why they pay you the big bucks. That's why you come to the Anatomy Awards, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, and like I said, this we just scratched and sniffed the surface here. There's 43 categories. I probably got to about maybe 20 here, and there's so many more. Great, great stuff. And hey, I wanted to say thanks one more time, myfreecams.com, for sponsoring the Anatomy Awards. Yay. And they've been a great partner, and you guys have been awesome going through this with me, and I hope you enjoyed this little taste of the Anatomy Awards. But it was a ton of fun for me to do, and I hope you guys enjoyed it also.
Absolutely loved it. Love. Well, thank you so much for
streaming
it.
Cleveland Streamer, remember that.
Yeah, that was the winner. I mean, that was really the highlight. You saved the best for last, Ken. I like what you did there.
Yeah.
That's why you're number one. There it is. And a pun for the room.
I love it,
Jimmy. As long as I'm not number two.
Lowell.
Yeah.
A lot of fun, you guys. We should do it again next week.
Let's do that.
Yes, we will. We will get back to, I know last couple of weeks, we've got on other topics with Black History Month and now the Anatomy Awards. I'll have a big back order of television and movie nudity to get to next week. So we'll have a lot of great stuff to talk about, because there's been some good stuff that I haven't had a chance to talk to with these two special editions of the Mr. Skin podcast.
Excellent. That's true.
It'll be March. We have to do a spring cleaning on the show.
Ooh, yeah. Nice.
March Madness is coming.
I forgot about that. Yeah. Wow, what a time to be us. So much fun.
Crazy.
Yes. And thanks again to My Free Cams for sponsoring the 18th Annual Anatomy Awards. Go visit myfreecams.com for over 250,000 models, all live. Individuals, couples, groups, live sex shows, and it's all free. Thanks, guys.
This concludes another scintillating episode of the Mr. Skin Podcast. Subscribe to the Mr. Skin Podcast in iTunes and never miss a show. Thanks for listening.